It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Happy Thursday, August 7th, 2025. It's been that way all day long. This is when this show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. We got more NFL preseason. We got some stars that we'll see, like Joe Burrow. We got stars that we won't see, like Saquon Barkley. We got quarterback competitions on miserable teams like the Indianapolis Colts. And then we have Pete Carroll. He will receive his flowers in Seattle. And Geno Smith will be back as well. Yeah, we got NFL football. Kinda, sorta. We got other NFL athletes looking for money. Cam Hayward joins the fray. Defensive lineman looking for a new contract. We got a kicker looking for a contract. This teammate, Chris Boswell. We have an NFL prospect who may not go to the NFL next year. Arch Manning might be sticking around in Texas. That's what his grandpa says. We got J.P. Shadrick going to join us to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Hunter, everybody wants him to play offense. They want him to play defense. They want him to serve popcorn. They want him doing everything. What's realistic for the man? Kansas City Chiefs still think a Super Bowl is realistic. How realistic is it? Roger Goodell thinks it's realistic that the NFL is competing with Apple and Google. What? Aren't y'all a sports league? Y'all a technology company? Caleb Williams responds to videos of him sucking on a practice field. There's so much more that we have to do, okay? Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, August 7th. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Don't use your hands. No hands. Especially if you're in the car. No hands. Ask the smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet, watching videos of green objects flying onto WNBA courts. If you use the internet, you're trying to keep up with your favorite NFL team during training camp. If you use the internet to completely waste your time, I'm there. I am at JR Sport Brief, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of the things. And if you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. I will say it again for the people in the back. 888-710-4ISN. Botcha, happy Thursday to you. We got preseason football, right?
Yeah, I really have no idea when and where these games are and where to watch them, but I'm excited for it.
Right, well, touche. Well, we got three games tonight. Last week we had that Hall of Fame game between the Los Angeles Chargers and then also, who the heck did they beat? What bum-ass team?
The Lions.
The Lions. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, because Trey Lance lit them up, or he lit up their backup. So it was like 30-something to 3 or 4. Lots of turnovers by the Detroit Lions bums. Kyle Allen specifically. Sorry, Kyle Allen. But anyway, that's the Hall of Fame game in Canton. Ain't nobody thinking about that game off the side of a highway. Tonight, we have the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens. We have Cincinnati taking on the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you know damn well we are not going to see no Eagles playing, okay? Saquon Barkley is not going to touch the football field. That would be robbery. That ain't happening. Jalen Hurts, too. Meanwhile, we know Cincinnati is. They started the past two seasons at 0-3. Yeah, let's do some math. That is an 0-6 start. The past two seasons combined for the Cincinnati Bengals. And they're going to put their guys out there. Sorry, Jamar Chase, you got to do a little bit of work, a couple of series, okay? And then later tonight, shout-outs to everybody on the West Coast. West Coast is the best coast. We got Las Vegas, the Raiders, Tom Brady's new play toy. They're going up to Seattle. Yeah, Pete Carroll's going home. Well, NFL home. Geno Smith is going, well, to the place that he had the most success in his NFL career, the place that he just left. So a little bit of a homecoming. I know they're going to have some fancy video ceremony for Pete Carroll. Welcome back, Pete. You know, they just told him to take a hike. And so I guess that's going to be the most interesting thing tonight. Matter of fact, Pete Carroll talked about it. Here are his thoughts on his first preseason game, ironically, being back in Seattle.
It's the only game we got. Happens to be in Seattle. You know, I loved my time in Seattle and loved the fans and the people that we met and dealt with and competed with. But it's a game for us. We can go play ball.
Yeah, come on. This man won a Super Bowl in Seattle. Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl in Seattle. And then must I remind you, he also lost a Super Bowl in Seattle. Now, you know, Botcher, I am not a fan. I don't care. Let me just say I'm not a fan. I do not care about Seattle. I most certainly did not like the Patriots. But I'm mad at Pete Carroll for blowing that soup. I'm mad at him. To this day, I'm mad at him.
Is there anyone in this world besides Pete Carroll that isn't mad at him? I think everyone collectively knew they should have gave the ball to Marshawn.
Marshawn is not mad, apparently, at least publicly.
It's public. He knows deep down that he would have scored.
Yeah, Marshawn seems to... Where has Marshawn been? There was a stretch where he was on every show, every blog, every commercial, and then he just disappeared. Have you seen Marshawn Lynch?
So I have seen Marshawn Lynch quite a bit. He's doing an ad.
Oh, boy.
With Dove men's deodorant body spray.
Ah.
And he's plastered everywhere.
Back up. Dove men's deodorant body spray?
Yeah, it's like a deodorant spray. And it's like he was doing a campaign. It was like for all your special places or something like that. And it's him.
Oh, my God.
So it's like him in boxers on the subway.
Is he spraying his ass? Like, what is he doing?
Yeah. And nether region, too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I've heard, you know, maybe I'm in the Stone Age. I haven't advanced to a full body deodorant. Maybe I'm in the Stone Age. I just wash my ass and, you know, put on some deodorant, put on some lotion and keep it moving. What is full body? It's supposed to stop your whole body from sweating. I know what deodorant does. It clogs up your pores with aluminum. But what is the point of full body deodorant? Is it cologne?
It's basically the same thing. It's just for all the parts that sweat. So it's a spray to help prevent sweating there.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not for your body. It's for body parts.
Yeah, it's just it's deodorant for your on the nether region, let's just say.
Oh, yeah, the body parts. Okay, all right. What will they think of next? Okay, congratulations, Marshawn. All right, good for him. He's selling, I can't say that on the radio. He's selling deodorant. Good for him. Good for Marshawn. Maybe he can get Pete Carroll some. I don't know how Pete Carroll sweats at his age, but good for him. Pete Carroll going to be out there back in Seattle. Like I said, they're going to have a nice video tribute for him. The coach that took his job, Mike McDonald, the new head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, he's looking forward to this as well. You got Sam Darnold as the new head coach, new quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. You drafted Jalen Milroe. I know we're going to see Jalen Milroe. Who knows how much we'll see of Sam Darnold. This is what Mike McDonald had to say when it came down to Milroe and any advice that he has. The guy's a physical freak.
You know, you don't have to reinvent quarterback play. Just do all the things that you've been training to do. Go let it rip. Be decisive and, be the quarterback and person that we draft you to be and that he's becoming out there every day.
Yeah, they want him to run the football, okay? They want Jalen Milroe, run the ball until you feel comfortable throwing it. Don't think about it. If you got to think about the throw, don't do it. Run. Let's see if Jalen Milroe gets a legitimate shot to be a starting quarterback this year. No disrespect to Sam Darnold. And Botcha, didn't Sam Darnold win? No, he didn't win it. Did he win comeback player of the year?
No, Joe Burrow won it
from
his wrist.
From the wrist, right. Sam Darnold got screwed. He didn't win anything.
Oh, yeah, because you can't come back from just being bad.
Oh, damn, yeah, right. You're right about that. They still put him in a category, though.
Yeah, but after the Joe Flacco incident, they've been very hesitant to vote for people who just were really bad.
Oh, Joe Flacco coming back from his couch and his family. Okay.
Beating DeMar Hamlin. Kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, the guy died and he came back. Who cares? Yeah. But what's tougher, coming back off your couch or coming back from death? God bless DeMar Hamlin. Also featured in HBO's Hard Knocks this week. Shout-outs to the quarterbacks. And, yeah, they got to Josh Allen's wife right out of the gate on Hard Knocks. Hey, good luck to Jalen Milroe here in the preseason. I don't expect what we saw last year from Sam Darnold. I don't care what uniform he's playing in. Last year was his career year. This year he might get back to being average, or he might revert to the mean. Speaking of QBs, the first preseason game, this one is going to kick off in about, I don't know, 50 minutes or so. We got Indiana and Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens? Come on now. What are we expecting from them? Nothing, right? We are not going to see any Ravens starters. The most that anybody might be interested in is what the hell they do with their new kicker. Is it going to be Tyler Loop? We know where the old kicker is. Oh, we don't. Is he going to watch the game tonight, Batra?
Is he going to be? I think so. I think he's going to do it. Is a hate watch a thing that Justin hate Tucker watch. Might do? Where he's just rooting on the downfall for every Ravens kicker from here on out?
He's not going to watch. You think he's sitting at home? The wife is with the kids in another room, and you think she's going to let him watch the Ravens game?
Yes. Or he might go out and just leave his family and sit in like a dark room, angry.
Oh, no.
And just,
where?
I don't
where
know.
Where do you leave your house and find a dark room?
I don't know. Bars are pretty dark, but it's not like he rents out his own little room in the bar and just has the giant big screen. He's just hating on Tyler Loop.
Oh, man. I hope not. That sounds very depressing. Anyway, Tyler Loop is going to go out there. Try to cement himself as the new kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, following someone who built a Hall of Fame career, but then apparently might have been a Hall of Fame massage experiencer, okay, for lack of a better term. Anyway, think about what the heck is going to happen tonight. It's on the other side with the Indianapolis Colts. What the heck is going to happen with their quarterbacks? We got Daniel Jones. We got Anthony Richardson. This is the best of mediocre that you can possibly get. This is what head coach Shane Steichen had to say about his Colts QBs.
Anthony will start on Thursday. The plan is for him to play about a quarter and a half and then get Daniel about a half a quarter in a perfect world. That's how I want it to play out. And then the following week against Green Bay, Daniel will start, get about a quarter and a half, and then Anthony will play about a half quarter.
If I was taking bets, I would bet. Oh, no, this is terrible news. Oh, my God. Here's a news flash for you people. Rashawn Slater, who just got the biggest contract of a left tackle anywhere in the NFL. This man is out for the season. He tore a tendon in his kneecap. He's getting $28 million. God bless him. He just got a contract extension. He tore his knee today. Not even playing it down. Not out there to protect Justin Herbert. Rashawn Slater, left tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers, who belong in San Diego. Rashawn Slater out for the season. You know, Jim Harbaugh not going to be happy about this. We know how much this guy loves his trenches. We'll talk more about this as the show continues on. Pretty bad. This is the NFL. These things are going to happen. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Colin is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Colin, what's up?
Hey, what's good, Jay? I just want to say you always pick me up on my ride home, man. You got a great show. I love your insights, and your stream of consciousness is priceless. If it comes down to couch or death, I'm going to choose couch today.
You're going to choose couch or where? Which one?
Couch or death, I'll take couch.
The Dalf? Oh, yeah. I'd rather come back from the couch than death. Ask DeMar Hamlin. He knows. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to get your viewpoint on the Ravens Super Bowl window, how much time you think is left there, and is this season Super Bowl or bust? Is that the level of expectation you're expecting? I'm a homer, so I'm not going to
– Every season has been Super Bowl or bust for like the past three, man. And they haven't even advanced. Yeah. They haven't even got there. And now they got a new kicker. I don't want to paint like the worst picture possible, but we know how fickle the NFL is and how things can come down to the final play. I don't have to tell you about Mark Andrews dropping a pass.
Make it interesting. You know that.
I don't have to tell Buffalo Bills fans about Harrison Butker kicking a field goal. But these games come down to the wire. Can you imagine the Ravens going, I don't know, and this sounds realistic, they're going 15-2. They're in the AFC Championship game. And then Tyler Loop comes up for a kick, and it's like 10 degrees outside, and he misses and they lose. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I can. I've been Cundiffed once before, so.
Oh, good. Billy, yeah, shout outs to Billy Cundiff. He might be sitting in a dark room himself. With Cowboys fans,
well,
too, by the way.
Yeah, YouTube highlights aside, that kid's got a freaking shotgun for a leg, and you know, it's been spotty reports. The latest reports are good out of camp. You got to, you know, you want that Tucker-style confidence walking into that role, but I'll skip all the other stuff there. That's just kind of, in my opinion, shame.
We had a caller last week, and thank you so much, Colin, for calling from Maryland. We had a guy call last week, and he pretty much echoed what I've been saying for a long time. When it comes to the Bills, when it comes to the Ravens, I'm going to echo some sentiments, as a matter of fact, from Mike Tomlin. We do not care. We do not care. I can bust out into Dr. Seuss rhymes right now. We do not care. Okay? We do not care if you win 13 games. We do not care if you win on the road. We do not care if you make the AFC Championship game. We do not care. Go to the Super Bowl. Come on. Like, the clock is ticking. Patrick Mahomes cannot go and represent the AFC every single year. He cannot. I don't know. Is Bo Nix going to surprise the whole world? Is he going to take a massive step hanging out with that new defense, that Broncos defense that's just probably going to destroy everybody? Is he going to surprise and jump over everyone? I don't know. The AFC is full of good teams, but we've had the same three rotating teams at the top since Tom Brady said, all right, I'm out. I'm leaving the NFC, or excuse me, the AFC for the NFC. I'm going down to Tampa. It's been the same teams. So is it Super Bowl or bust for the Ravens? Yeah, for the Buffalo Bills, too. Kansas City Chiefs are trying to get in there. We got other teams that are trying to wiggle their way in. You want to tell me the Patriots with Mike Vrabel aren't looking for an improvement? Come on. It's Super Bowl or bust every year. You got the two-time, should have been three-time MVP? Come on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Unfortunate news for the Chargers. Rashawn Slater will miss the entire 2025 season to fix a torn patellar tendon. Yeah, not good for protecting Justin Herbert, who has a tendency to get hurt himself. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break, and then I'll bring up a player. Quite a few people think that he's going to get hurt. They think that he might be overused. I'm going to tell you about Travis Hunter on the other side of the break as well. We got a lot to do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, unfortunately, I had to share with you the news that Rashawn Slater, left tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers, is now out for the season with a torn knee tendon. He's going to require surgery. He is gone. Just a couple of months ago, he was given the highest paid contract. Forget highest paid contract. He was given the largest contract on an average annual basis in the NFL. For a tackle, he is making $28 million a year. Now he's gone, out for the season, just like that. Apparently, earlier today in training camp, he was rushed. And before he was even engaged at the line of scrimmage, he apparently went down. And that's the worst thing ever, to go down and not be touched. I don't care if you're on grass. I don't care if you're on a basketball court. Nobody wants to see that. And we all know how much Jim Harbaugh loves his offensive line. We all know how much he loves the trenches. He wants to run the ball with Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina. Najee Harris, I don't know if the guy is in a burn unit, but we know that he wants to give these guys the ball, and he wants them to alleviate some of the pressure on Justin Herbert. Hopefully Justin Herbert isn't throwing interceptions in the playoffs, but you get my drift. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Chargers do with that left tackle position. They just brought on Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton, also someone who is typically hurt and busted up. He's been missing a couple of practices here and there. But do you want to slide him over to left tackle? Probably not. He'd probably get busted up himself. Botcher, would you trust Mekhi Becton's knees?
No. At this point, he had a whole year under his belt as a guard with the Eagles, and then still he was hurt there. So if you put him at tackle, it's risking it.
You put him at left tackle, his knees will go out as well. Good luck to the Chargers. Let's see what they do. I don't know. Maybe they hit a trade, bring in a guy from somewhere else. Justin Herbert. And that's the thing about the Chargers. There's always something freaky happening to the team. Like, Derwin James is one of the best safeties in the league. And granted, more often than not, he's been healthy. He's had knee issues and knee troubles. There's always something going on. End of the season, something crazy happens with the clock mismanagement, and injury. It's like the Chargers are cursed. Good luck to Rashawn Slater and his recovery. I'm not putting Chargers at the top of my list. I'm going to give them 9 to 10 wins, go to the playoffs. Maybe they get to the second round. Maybe. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Steve calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I love your show. A couple things to introduce about the Ravens. I think we can get Justin Tucker a dark room with a TV on Route 40 in Baltimore in a massage parlor if he really needs one. Then we're talking about Lamar and people claiming he can't win the big one. I think the problem is we keep getting out-coached in the big ones, and I'll point to John Harbaugh's 4th-and-1 record. Now, we've been trying to ice our kicker with crowd noise and rock music and heavy metal. Maybe we need to get Dr. Evil clip, how about no, over and over again when it's 4th-and-1 and everybody in the stadium, except Harbaugh, knows that's a stupid idea. Yeah. And like, we get the crowd chanting it. So I think we are getting out-coached in the playoffs.
Well, I don't know about that. I agree with you. There are plenty of times where he is overly aggressive on 4th down. I'm not putting him in, Dan Campbell territory. We know that Harbaugh always wants to go for 2. But I think it's realistic to look at the Ravens and look at the advancement of Lamar Jackson. Every single season, he has gotten better. Every single season. And I think at certain points earlier in his career where he was still amazing, I don't think he had the best talent around him to work with. And so he was tasked with doing a whole hell of a lot more than he needed to. And I think last year was the best season that he's had. And I think last season was also probably the best talent that they've put around him. And now you think about a guy like Isaiah Likely. I know he got hurt, I think, last week, the end of this week or beginning of this week. DeAndre Hopkins, who's sure-handed, I don't think he's completely cooked. I don't think anybody's asking him to haul in 10 and 15 touchdowns. But I think this is probably the best and most well-rounded roster that the Ravens have. So I get it. It's easy to look at Harbaugh and go, hey, you're costing us games. Why are you going for it all the time on 4th-and-2? Why we need a 2-point conversion? I get it. But I also think he being Lamar, the team is built around him. We know that. I don't think he's had the best talent around him.
Well, and he's gonna have a takeaway defense now, and that defense has got, I don't know if you've seen film or anything, the guys they have out there are like crazy fast right now. Oh. They're gonna be problems for another offense. He's gonna get the ball back a lot.
Yeah, I love the additions to the secondary that they have. Malachi Starks from right here out of Georgia. They picked up Jair Alexander, who's hopefully going to be healthy. and maybe be a Pro Bowler if he's healthy. Yep. Kyle Hamilton is probably the best safety in the entire NFL. Marlon Humphrey, I don't think that guy is cooked yet. Yeah, they're going to have some takeaways. They got another Georgian, Nate Wiggins, right here on the team. So, no, man, I keep close tabs on the Ravens. And like I said, it's them, the Buffalo Bills, or bust. And then you put the Chiefs in there. Anybody else, they got to join that party. So let's see what they do, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks very much. Have a good one.
You as well. Shout outs to Steve for calling from Maryland. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I told you about Travis Hunter. He is not playing today. He has to wait until Saturday when the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Steelers. There's a lot of anticipation as to whether or not he's going to play a lot of offense, a lot of defense. Is he going to serve popcorn? Is he going to park cars? Travis Hunter, we know, can do it all. There's some people who think he can't do it all or that he shouldn't do it all. Davante Adams has some thoughts, and so does his head coach. So does Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to talk about Travis Hunter on the other side of the break. And then speaking of the Steelers, we have some Steelers who want to get paid. They want some money, don't we all? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It's going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We've talked about some of the NFL games that we'll see tonight. Preseason games, of course. It is August 7th. Indiana versus Baltimore. They got their two quarterbacks in Indianapolis. They're trying to figure that out. Baltimore is testing out a kicker. We have Cincinnati at Philadelphia. The champs will not be playing. And we'll see the starters from Cincinnati play a couple of series. We have Las Vegas at Seattle. A little bit of a homecoming for Pete Carroll as well as Geno Smith. But if you really want to wait to see something interesting, you have to wait until Saturday. Because one of the biggest rookies in the game, a Heisman Award winner, is going to be making his NFL debut for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Hunter is going to be in action. This is the first real two-way player that we've seen since, I don't know, Charles Woodson. This man is prolific not just as a wide receiver, but also as a defensive back. And everybody wants to see him do both. It's one thing to do this in college, in a Big 12. It's another thing to do this in the NFL against grown men. I don't know if he has the juice. And everybody talks about his stamina, his energy. You know, he doesn't get tired. He's like a marathon runner. Okay, that's all good until he gets hit. He's been hit in college and he would go down, okay? Bacha, what, did somebody bruise his spleen or something like that with that dirty hit?
I think he lacerated his, he broke a rib and then lacerated liver or something in his organ system.
Yeah, something in, yeah, you lacerate. I don't want anything on my insides lacerated. Nothing. I don't want nothing cut. Nothing in my insides is supposed to be cut. Nothing. And of course, it was a dirty play at the time. I think it was a Colorado State he was playing against. But he's slight. He's not carrying a lot of meat on his bones. And no, come on. A lot of cornerbacks aren't. Sauce Gardner of the New York Jets just got himself a brand new contract. He just highlighted the fact that this offseason, after what, three seasons in the NFL, that he's gained some muscle. He's gained some weight. He feels good about it. It's going to take time for Travis Hunter to put on some legitimate muscle. To really compact, or not compact, but to go against some of the rigors that he's going to face in the NFL. I think he's going to be fine this year. But to think that he's just going to be on the field all day, offense and defense, hell no. I don't care what anybody says. And his head coach, his first preseason game against the Steelers on Saturday. New head coach, a matter of fact, of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Cohen. He had some thoughts about how he is going to get used. He was on a Rich Eisen show. Liam Cohen said, yeah, offense, defense, this is how we'll split it.
It's a hard number to probably come up. If you're saying you're going to play 65 to 75 snaps on offense, let's call it, you know, if he's playing 80% of those snaps or so, you know, and then similar, you know, defensively, and you look at trying to be able to match that number as much as possible.
okay.
You know, it's
sure.
Oh, come on, man. We know he's not going to spill the beans. Let alone for a preseason game. He's not going to it may change week to week. Before he was drafted, when the Cleveland Browns still had the pick before they traded it over to the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Browns took Mason Graham. The Jags obviously took Travis Hunter. Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, said, oh, I look at Travis Hunter, I see a wide receiver. Yeah, I would envision him being more of a wide receiver. You think about what he did in Colorado. He was sixth in receiving yards with 1,152. He had 14 receiving touchdowns. He'd be one of the top wide receivers, period, if he was selected right along with Seth McMillan. Maybe in front of him. Still, Liam Cohen. He talks about how he envisions him a little bit more. This is what he told Up and Adams.
He very naturally, when he got here, his most natural, if you would just say, position is probably corner. Like, without a lot of coaching in the National Football League, what can he go do? Maybe
Fair.
The easiest was corner. So hence why we deployed him so much more on offense throughout the spring and summer was to develop the offensive skill set that maybe just wasn't quite there yet because corner was so natural. He's done some great things out here. So I think it'll probably be balanced, but maybe, as you mentioned, a little bit more defensive strong.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, on defense, you got to watch the defense. Well, watch the guy on offense and try to stop him from getting the ball. On offense, you got to learn offense a little bit more. Obviously, on defense, you got to learn the schemes. Are you playing zone? Are you playing man? What's my area? What do I need to do? It's sure. But on offense, you actually have to learn the route tree. And so it would actually make a whole hell of a lot more sense that he needs to develop more as an offensive player. And naturally, somebody who wants to see him playing more offense than defense is Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, the quarterback who every season it seems like he has a new coach, the quarterback who every season also seems like he gets hurt, the quarterback out of Clemson via here outside of Atlanta, Georgia, who was expected to be the next big thing, but has been kind of meh for a variety of reasons that I just mentioned to you. Now he has some weapons around him. What is he going to do being able to go out there and throw the ball to Travis Hunter? Trevor Lawrence has his own thoughts as to how he should be employed. Listen to what he told the NFL Network.
We're getting there. Obviously, he's playing a little bit of both ways, and he's so talented, man. It's hard to keep him off the field. Selfishly, yeah, I definitely want him on offense more. It's almost like, do you want to come catch touchdowns, or you want to maybe break up a pass or two a game? Like, you know, that's the decision you got to make. So now he'll make plays no matter where he's at, honestly. And of course, as a quarterback, I hope he plays more offense. But you know, wherever he needs to play to make our team better. Because he will make us better is what's going to happen. So all for whatever that is.
Okay. I mean, what a way to put it. You want to break up a couple of passes a game, or do you want to catch touchdowns? We know who gets paid more, which is why I think in the long run, yeah, he's going to want to play both positions as much as possible. But his baseline from a monetary perspective is going to be, here I am, wide receiver, plus I'm also a cornerback. It's really that simple. The going rate right now for a top wide receiver, go ask Terry McLaurin. He's looking at everybody's money, looking for a new deal. It's Jamar Chase, who's making more than 40. We got number two wide receivers. Guys like T. Higgins, these guys are making like $28 to $30 million. By the time Travis Hunter's contract is up, If he ends up being one of the top wideouts, you can pretty much expect him to say, I want 35, 40, 45, wherever the number is at that time, plus whatever the highest paid cornerback is at that point in time. You know, the highest paid cornerback just got paid. I told you it was another skinny guy in the NFL. Les Sauce Gardner, who just got paid like 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. He's making 30 a year. Now, do I think Travis Hunter is going to walk to the negotiating table and say, hey, pay me $60 million a year? It's quite possible it might happen. But he has to be healthy first. And I would establish my baseline at wide receiver before I get to corner. They pay him more. Why the hell not? Someone who understands the wide receiver position. Unfortunately for him, he has to be on the receiving end of passes for Jimmy Garoppolo. For now, is Davante Adams, one of the best wideouts in the game over the past decade. Davante Adams says, you know what? I want to watch this guy play. This is what he told the Pivot.
I want to see Travis Hunter do his thing because he got a lot just going on. He's been in the media a lot, whether it's personal life or whatever. And it seemed like, I mean, he's just so young at the end of the day. We forget, like, you see these dudes making money now and on TV and damn near more celebrity than some NFL players.
Right. Oh, he is. He's a big celebrity. Botchus, his wife, is she still crying on the internet every couple of days?
I think they've calmed down. I think they're doing more wholesome family vlogs.
Oh, my God. They put vlogs up together?
I think she puts them up, but he's in them.
Oh, boy.
I think they did like a shopping spree recently or something like that.
So what is she going to be? The first influencer wife, NFL wife? WAG, right? That's what they call them, wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, but hey, you're forgetting about Kelly Stafford. She's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah, podcasting, telling the business. Didn't she say somebody didn't like Matthew Stafford in the locker room or something like that? I don't know.
Younger guys. They had beef with the younger. He couldn't relate to the youngins.
Yeah, right, okay. And this is before he was now 37. It's like 2 years ago. He's 35. He couldn't relate to the younger players. Okay. Yeah, what a way to tell the town's business. Can't wait to see what she does and says. Davante Adams, he can't wait to see how long Travis Hunter's career is going to be. Listen.
And I don't know how long. I'm not even concerned so much if he can do it over the course of a game or a season. It's more like how long is his career going to be if he's playing that many snaps? Because all you're doing is doubling your risk for injury, one. Right. And I don't wish any of that on him. I hope that he can play an injury-free season and go ball out. But, I mean, this is the reality. The more you're on the field, it's already 100% injury guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, once you get out there playing both sides and now you got to tackle.
Yep.
You got to tackle Derrick Henry with that frame.
Oh, boy. Yeah, good luck. I could see Derrick Henry dragging him for, I don't know, not a couple of years. I could see Derrick Henry dragging him all the way to the end zone. Good luck. Hey, Bacha, I'd sign up for that visual, by the way. Like a one-on-one, there's nothing between Derrick Henry and the end zone but Travis Hunter.
I'd like to see
how that ends.
Hey.
What?
We're sleeping on Travis Hunter here. That guy, he might be frail. He might be built like a stick. But he has some power in him. It's proven it. And when maybe he gets a little bit of momentum, I don't know. He's not going to be murdered by Derrick Henry?
No. Are you serious? If Derrick Henry is in front of Travis Hunter and Derrick Henry drops his shoulder 2 inches, it's curtains. It's curtains. What is he going to do? This is like me in my car. And I don't know, what are them big fat bugs on a highway that make all the juice on your windshield? What are those bugs?
A beetles or something?
I don't know. There's,
like mosquitoes?
They can't be. You know what I'm talking about? They're
not
so,
really. You have never, like mutated bugs down there?
Down where, bro?
Down south. Are they like, because when a bug hits my windshield, it's like, oh, it was a fly, a gnat.
You've never driven more than, I don't know, you've never driven, where's the furthest you've driven?
I drove to Pittsburgh, so that's like 7 hours.
Oh, come on, man. In the summertime?
Yeah, it was recent.
You've never driven through like the woods?
Yeah, I've been in Pennsylvania, but you're talking
it's
about like mountains. Giant bugs.
It's mountainous. Bruh, you can drive in a lot of places, especially here in the east. I don't know what these bugs, they're huge. It doesn't matter. Like, don't get your car washed before a road trip. Don't bother. Don't get your car washed if you're going and coming back, because the bugs are going to end up on your grill. They end up on your windshield, and they're just massive. I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're mosquitoes or flies or dragonflies. I don't know what they are. I know they make a mess, and it's disgusting. There's no amount of windshield washer fluid that's going to make them go away. Nothing. That is what Derrick Henry versus Travis Hunter would look like on an NFL field. That's what we get. Luckily for Travis Hunter, they don't play Derrick Henry. The Ravens are not on the schedule here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he doesn't have to worry about that. Yeah, Derrick Henry would go out there and smash him. And let's see how he holds up. Yeah, Derrick Henry would put that guy in the dirt. Yeah, good luck to Travis on. I want to see him succeed. I wouldn't be surprised if he missed a game or two. I'm not wishing it on him. Just like you heard from Devontae Adams, I'm not wishing it on the guy. The likelihood that he gets hurt this season, I think it's a good one. It's a good one. Be healthy, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Yeah, Travis Hunter just won the Heisman. We're going to talk about an individual that's not even going to get drafted next year. What's going on with Arch Manning? I'll tell you. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.